This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
2, 3, 4. If you're looking for advice from a real girl who might not have the answers, but goddamn she'll try, just a tip and you'll be on your way. With Megan Batune on Friday.
The mic foam doesn't smell as good as the room.
Did you just call it a mic foam? Because I love that.
Mic foam.
Everybody, oh, mic foam. You were just abbreviating microphone. I was like, why do we need, yeah, we don't really need that middle part.
A mic foam. Oh, that's
this
good.
This guy's cool.
This guy doesn't have time for the ruh.
So good. Welcome to Just a Tip, a tangential advice podcast hosted by me, Megan Batune. Usually, I cold open with a very relatable bit, but something happened today where I think that I should set a precedent for all future guests to bring croissants to me because Zach Bornstein in the house.
Hello.
Has brought two croissants of two different varieties. For what reason?
I thought I had a lot of time to get here, and I wanted to stop and bring a fun little treat, and then I hit some traffic, and then I showed up, and I still had croissants, which is a great way to show up late if you're gonna.
That's okay. That's nice. I thought you were like, I'm gonna be late, so I got these croissants to make up for
it. Oh, like apology croissants.
Yeah, which
no.
Would totally love.
Oh, these were just preemptive treat croissants.
Oh, that's really nice. Do you always do that?
No.
Cool. I used to know this girl that always gave edible arrangements for everything.
Ooh.
Yeah. I was going to steal that and do that, but then I felt like that was her thing.
Oh,
so
sure.
I'm still trying to find my, you know, my niche for gifts, edible
fun
gift.
Fun little gift.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah, croissants aren't, no one is upset to see a croissant.
Never. However, I feel like to make chocolate croissants better, they should put Nutella in them instead
Ooh,
of chocolate.
Yeah.
It's just like a little off.
Yeah.
But like, I love it and I will eat this
chocolate
croissant.
Yeah, no, it sounds like you do. Yeah. Immediately critiquing it sounds like you're a big fan.
I really am, actually.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for this croissant. It would be so good if it was a different food.
One quick note. Never bring this kind again.
Hi, Blue Bottle. We've got notes.
that was an expensive croissant then.
That was $14.
Yeah. croissants. Okay, well, this is not a podcast about croissants.
It is now.
Although I wish it was.
Yeah.
Do you have any notes on croissants?
Oh, well, you can find them on my podcast, The Croissant Hour, with
Zach. A whole hour of croissants?
Yeah, it's a very boring podcast.
Is
we
it?
Ran out of content in 2 episodes.
Straight to series.
Yep.
That's it. Just one little bunker of croissant material. Folks, you may know Zach from writing for SNL and directing John Jimmy Kimmel and all things comedy, but you may not know that he has a full Instagram dedicated to lifting animals.
It's true, I do.
For why?
For why? I was looking back in my photos and I noticed I've been doing this for a long time. I just really I love animals. They're great. They're like little humans, but they all have their weird little idiosyncrasies.
Yeah.
They're fluffy. Sometimes they're plumagey.
Some of them are fluff. Where is our animal? Where is Francisco? We have a small dog for you.
Oh, I would love to lift that dog.
Okay.
But I guess the... Yeah, I'm in. I think the reason I do the purpose of the gram is just things that we're living in like a nightmare world right now. So it's nice to just have like a little distraction.
That is nice.
A little brief, a respite from the hell.
So you were just lifting them up.
Yeah.
And then people were like, let me take a picture. Or were you like, can you take this picture? Because
At this point now I'm like, oh, okay, that's an animal. I gotta do it. But it really used to begin as I would, you know, just, you know, you cuddle an animal and, you know, you find a nice puppy or a kitten or something. I love street cats.
Have you been to Greece?
No.
Oh my god. Street cats galore.
Really?
Greece is known for street cats. Let me show you this picture.
Oh, puppy.
Greece. Hi, street cats.
Hello.
This is what they're known for. They're like feral cats. And
really?
Oh, you're gonna hate this picture. But this is one of the stray cats in Greece.
Oh, it's wet and sick, maybe?
Maybe. He looks
I hope
dry.
Just wet, yeah.
Dry and wet at the same time, but like so many cats everywhere.
That's
and it's
cool.
Just like a known thing that's like, if Greece had a flag, I mean they do, but if they had notes on their flag, it would be made out of cats. Like take away all the stars, it's
oh
gonna
my
be
God.
The cats.
I saw a documentary about street cats, I think in Istanbul, I wanna say.
Oh, really?
And it was so pleasant. It was just, they just profiled 6 different street cats.
What did the cats have to say for themselves?
Weirdly, a lot. They each had really distinct personalities. Like there was one that like lives
galore.
At a bakery and is always like waving to patrons. And oh, the dog just put his mouth on my finger.
Cute. Is he this dog that you're petting going to make it on your Instagram?
Oh my God. If I'm allowed to, it would be an honor.
That's incredible.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay, so people know that I have 2 cats.
Yes.
You also have 2 cats.
And they look kind of similar.
I do think so.
That might be related. Who knows?
Where did you get your kittens?
Saint d'Or. It's a
Bless
shelter. It's a shelter
Is
in
it?
Atwater. And
oh,
it's delightful.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I love it.
Very good.
It's great.
Well.
Shout out to Saint d'Or.
Shout out. When people ask me for shout outs, I just yell. Instead of, because like, you know, when people are like, truly, because like they'll go in front of you and they'll be like, hey, can you give me a shout out for my friend? Blah, blah, blah. Can you say this and that and also this? And here's our inside joke and then do this.
Oh my God.
And I feel like I can't remember all of that. It's like
sure.
The worst version of Bop It. And then I'm like, I'm just yelling. Like, here's your shout out. Ah.
Carla.
Yeah, that's truly it.
And they hear it. They're like, well, thanks.
This was not good. Do you know there's an app out now that like you can pay celebrities to say whatever you want?
Oh yes.
And it's like gotten people in trouble.
Oh, the celebrities or the people that
I think the celebrities
it?
Like some I mean
They'll
I maybe
say anything?
This is hearsay, but yeah, I mean like if you pay enough,
yeah,
the celebrities will say anything. So like imagine you saying like, oh, say hi to my friend, whatever, and this is like, say I love squirrels, but like squirrels is like a derogatory term for something that you would have no idea.
Oh sure.
And then people like would like blow up a subreddit or something.
So people are like tricking C-list celebrities into
yeah,
like
maybe
getting in trouble online.
It's a possibility.
Wait, who does it? Maybe it's not C-list. Maybe is it big people who are doing this?
I haven't looked at the app.
Oh okay.
But I do know that it exists.
It's not like I can get Obama to say something.
I doubt it. But oh my gosh, wait, no, there's this thing called a face. What is it called?
Are you thinking of Facebook?
Maybe. Have you heard of it
it's
yet?
It's unbelievable.
It's super new.
Are you trying to sway an election? It's perfect.
What is that face? It's like a face swap situation, but you could like in real time make your face look like somebody else's face. So you could say,
oh,
record yourself.
So scary.
Yeah, and it's
yes.
real.
Deep fakes. Yes.
That's exactly what it's
the
called.
The Jordan Peele Obama one, terrifying.
Yes.
I don't know how you're going to trust any video in like 2 years.
Well, they already have people that are making, I know that this has happened to a few of my friends I shouldn't say this, but it happens a lot, but like they take your face and they put it on porn stars or they put your face on something else. And so it looks so real.
Oh,
and
that's scary.
So like, how do you know if anything is real anymore?
It seems like we're getting to the point where nothing, you'll never know ever. Also, I just have to say, this dog has, since we introduced it, has been licking me nonstop, very slowly and methodically.
Rhythmically,
and the softest
also.
Little tongue. Hello. Oh, sorry.
This is the best.
This is a great experience.
How are you? Three words on how you're feeling right now with this dog perched literally in your pocket.
Happy, clean, and whew, I got to go with happy again. This clappy, is great.
Clean, clappy, clean, clappy is what I just said.
Clappy, clean, clappy. Welcome to the clappy, clean, clappy hour.
I love that everything is just 1 hour. The end. This is a podcast about advice, and I promise we will get there. Are you ready to help someone that's 19-year-old and lives in Hawaii?
Is this a real person or a theoretical
person?
This is a real
person.
Oh, cool.
These are real people.
Oh, cool.
Can you imagine if I was just like, this is what's going on in my life today, and like writing under a pseudonym for this? 19 years old. What were you doing when you were 19?
In 19, I just started college. I was smoking some marijuana and getting into that. I was, I played a lot of that board game Othello.
Okay. Really? I've never played.
Oh, it's a fine game. It's an old Turkish game. It's good.
And you were not living in Hawaii?
No, I was in Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay, so similar.
Yeah, kind of the Hawaii of the East. What else was happening at 19? I don't know. That whole year that's just like the year when you get to college and you like start realizing all the like bad parts of your personality that your parents like never told you were bad.
Yeah.
And now all these college people are like, oh, that's a bad part of you. You should stop. You're like, oh, yeah. I'll
yeah,
stop that.
That's, I have a question. I feel like maybe sometimes your friend should tell you a little bit about who you are.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm walking around being who I am and not knowing some of the bad parts about me.
Oh,
and,
there's no bad parts. Get out of here.
Say it again. Get
out of here. In writing.
Gonna have
get it notarized.
I accidentally enrolled myself in this stand-up class on accident because I thought it was something else.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was a riffing course of like, hey, give us a topic and we just kind of rant on
What's
it.
What's a riffing
and
course?
Find the funny. They've got courses on everything, Zach.
Where is it?
I'm not telling you.
I want to know where your riffing course is.
It's at like a casting studio in Hollywood, but they rent out one of the rooms to teach like the elements of stand up and kind of like finding your voice and
Have
stuff.
Have you gone on stage?
I did one open mic.
How was it?
Oh, God.
Open mics are not indicative of what stand-up is like in the rest of the world.
And that's what I keep on telling myself. That's what I've been told. And my teacher was like, the open mic is really just like a sound check. It's a rehearsal on how it sounds coming out of your mouth. So don't listen to other people. And generally, like, other comics want to see you fail. So many lickings.
It's unbelievable. This dog has not stopped for even a second licking me this whole time.
This is actually the first person I've seen him lick so much.
I wonder if I'm, like, really salty or something. If I, like, covered in ham and I don't know about it. Is that what people won't tell me?
That's the thing you're learning when you're 19.
I just need a friend to tell me if I'm covered in ham.
I know. Sometimes I feel like I should be the friend to tell other people things, but then I feel bad. Like, why is it my doing?
Oh, no one wants to be the one. That's why it doesn't happen, is no one, like, trims the branches off of your, like... Not you specifically, but of ones.
I will take it personally, whatever you say.
Oh, the pup's just curled in the lap and went to start licking my shirt. This is a dream. I'm sorry. I keep going back to that.
This is a dog narrative podcast now.
There should be like a day when we all just like can... Like each, like on someone's birthday or something, everyone goes around and gives them, you know, notes
on their
or something.
Birthday? To like lessen how nice it is. So it's like, oh, it's going to be a shitty day. But if it's your birthday, then it will be like kind of neutral.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
And
you still get the gifts and everything, but you also dread it.
You get a good gift. Yeah. And then every birthday card that goes with the gift will tell you a little nugget about like how you could be a better person.
We'll go like, yeah, you could make your bed more, or maybe that's a mild one. I can, but
I guess yeah, that doesn't really attack someone's character.
You motherfucker!
Yeah,
that messy ass bed of yours,
just half unmade. Yeah, that would be good. One time I will tell someone, but I want people to tell me a little bit more. That's what, when I was in my stand-up class, I read a poem because it like went with the bit that I was telling. But then they were like, you're coming off a lot like this. I'm not going to say what it was because it was embarrassing.
What was it?
I'm not going to tell you either.
You were reading poetry. Like full-on poems?
Class. It was a poem I had written under the influence, and I didn't realize how the first part came off, but the second part wouldn't be as good unless I had read the first part.
Oh, I see. The first part of the poem or the joke?
The poem.
And then the poem leads to a joke.
Well, the joke itself was the entirety of how I was feeling.
I see.
It was a very interesting class. Anyway, I'm still in it, and hopefully I will get on stage again, but I did not like it.
Oh.
No, yeah, not fun.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It gets better.
You do stand up.
Yeah.
And you love it.
I do. It's when it goes well, there's nothing better. Because it's like just you. You're not hiding behind a character. You're not like, you're just as yourself. And then it's just like, do people like what you're saying or not? Do people like you or not? So when it goes well and you have 200 people facing you and they're all going, yay! It's like heroin. It's
for
like,
sure.
If whatever that like need for positive attention is just gets very scratched. So
yeah,
that's
see how
nice.
It goes. I'll do it. Well, my thing is like I'm pretty clean as a person, but like,
do you mean like bed wise or don't swear?
I do swear, but okay. I guess like my material that I put out in the world, like any content, like whether it's a video or a podcast,
it's pretty
you know, not crazy topics, but like in my stand-up class, like I will talk about very intense stuff that I would never talk about anywhere else.
Okay.
Which is a fun little outlet, but like I wouldn't want to go down that route.
I
want to
know
career.
What these like X-rated poems are that you're telling at open mic.
Well, I wasn't telling the poem at an open mic, but it was a love poem. I really liked it. But the first part just was telling of me. And I didn't realize that I was a specific type of person until my whole
class
was like,
what type were you? What type? Everyone now. There's only one other person here. What type were you?
Here goes the question. I am 19 years old and I live in Hawaii. I want to move to California and become a cameraman, but I'm really scared to make such a huge life-changing decision. If I leave the island, my parents won't have anyone to check on them and I would really worry about their well-being.
Mm.
I also don't know whether I should pursue a degree in filmmaking or if I should try and hit the ground running without spending time and money on college. How do I know if I'm making the right decision? Should I stay on the island where I can help my family or do I have a chance in making it in California?
Wow.
From Hollywood Dreamer. It's interesting that the two versions is helping family or like having a chance versus like doing something that you want to do.
Yeah.
Like, I guess is making it,
sure,
quote unquote, making it, that's not like the goal is to support yourself. But like, is the goal being famous?
I don't. Yeah. I mean, it's tough to get famous as a
cameraman,
but
like straight up DP. Are we talking about that?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tricky one. I would say that you should live your life and, you know, it's always good to help people, but they should pursue their passions, but there's got to be camera work in Hawaii too that you can.
Yeah,
you don't have. LA's not the only place that needs camera people.
I mean much more for sure.
Yeah, for sure. But you could, you know, you can develop a style out in Hawaii. I'm sure there's a lot of cool looking places you can camerize.
There's gotta be for sure. But I feel like have you been to Hawaii?
I went once.
For how long?
A week.
That's the most time you should be in Hawaii. It is. I love Hawaii so much.
Sounds like it.
But
don't spend more than a week there. I love it.
It's just super, so relaxed to I'm like, I'm super type A. I like run on efficiency.
Sure.
And I need everything to be like quick and succinct and to the point and like, let's go all the time. And when I was in Hawaii, I was like, oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to unplug and I'm going to, you know, like be an actual person, how we should normally operate. But after 3 days, I was like itching to go back to LA and like make something.
Sure.
So if you want to move to California, you should do it.
Uh-huh.
Do you agree with this mentality?
I agree. If you want to do it, you want to pursue your dreams and you think California would be a helpful place to do it, that's worthwhile.
Right. Because you are not from here.
Me?
Yes.
I didn't know if we were talking to the 19-year-old. I'm from Seattle.
Right. And then you moved here.
I did.
When?
I've moved here 3 times now, but I went Seattle, Providence, New York, then LA, New York, LA, New York, LA.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
I like the New York part of New York, but LA is, I think, I mean, you can't compare them. That's
the two cities?
Yeah.
New York,
I mean,
and LA?
Like, you could. There are two things that you could compare.
Are they too comparable?
How are they? Like, I mean, yeah. But they're just like, what's the point? Because they're so different.
Oh, sure, sure.
But I wish they were a little closer. That's my note on the United States.
Hi, Uncle Sam. We got a new direction we'd like to take.
Yeah, if we could just scooch on over New York. If I could put New York where Arizona is,
Oh, beautiful.
That's the best.
Yeah, if we had like a Phoenix, New York City.
That would be sick.
That would be.
So, film school though.
Yeah, film school.
Is it worth it or not? Because I have a lot of friends that have been and a lot of friends that have gone straight. I mean, like I went to art school for 2 years and then I was like, let me just do this on my own.
Art for what art? For
graphic
dance?
Design.
Oh, for graphic design.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which helps so much.
Oh my God. It's like the most useful. I wish I was better at it because you need it for everything.
Everything. Every single thing you need as a creative.
Yes.
You need to know what composition is.
Yeah. Things you would think you don't need it for. Like if you want to be like a writer or something, because then you're pitching things, then you need graphic design for everything.
Right.
And you're constantly hiring people who are good at it.
Yeah.
So if you can do it yourself, that's a dream.
Yeah. Doing everything yourself is the best.
Oh,
I'm mad I can't do some things.
Like what?
I want to redo the podcast jingle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I wish I could produce music because then I can make some like cool Migos trap type beat.
Ooh, fun.
But I can't. I don't know how to do that.
Mm.
And I can't sing.
You need to go to the music riff school.
Yeah.
Call back.
I get myself into interesting little courses. But I was like, I really thought it is helping. The stand-up class is definitely helping.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so intense.
The class or just doing it at all?
The class. I mean, I guess both.
Yeah.
I don't get like stage fright. Talking,
mm-hmm.
like I'll get stage fright dancing. Like I have performance anxiety so out the roof that like I...
Even though you've had so much success doing it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It kills me.
I still get, even at shows that like do not matter for stand-up, I still get the same thing. I get like cold sweats like an hour before the show.
Right.
And there's no escaping it.
What do you do to get rid of it? Do you just go on stage?
Just sweat coldly until I go up and just run the material 1,000 times and... I'm sure it's like the same where you just rehearse and rehearse and rehearse.
Right. As long as you're prepared, I feel like even if you mess up, you can still like get on your feet. What, keeping with the college theme.
Yes.
You finished college.
I did, yeah.
That's cool, man.
Thank you.
Maybe one day I'll do that. I was writing in a journal today. Have you ever done this thing called the artist's way?
Oh, I know about it, but
you know that.
I tried doing the morning pages for like 3 days and then on the fourth day and then forevermore I stopped.
Because you hated it?
I hated it.
that's it.
Yeah.
Wait, you hated it because you were...
I wanted to like it. I desperately wanted to be like, this is me now. This is my way to get in. But it was just like, I was just like resenting it. I was like, I don't know. And I know it's helpful, but I wasn't finding it.
As helpful as you want it.
Yeah.
I wonder how long it takes to start coming around to that. Because in The Artist's Way, for anyone that doesn't know what I'm talking about, it's a workbook by Julia Cameron. And it's basically, it was like a 1-inch thick workbook where every week you work on a new thing to unlock your creativity because everybody is creative.
Do you measure books in inch thickness?
Yeah. I was reading as much as I could on Google, but then I was like, well, I know I've held it before. And if you search the width.
Uh-huh. That's also how tall it is. It's a very...
It's really small.
It's a tiny book.
It's insanely small.
One word per page.
But one of the things that you're supposed to do is freeform write, like stream of consciousness in the morning, at least 3 pages. And in the book, it tells you that like some people are going to be skeptical and hate it, but that's going to be good because you have, I guess, you can be most improved.
Mm.
But that's so funny that you tried it and hated it and you didn't stick with it to see if you would start liking it.
I know. I really should. I know it's good. I've had friends who did it and I get the theory behind it. I really should do it.
Yeah. I was doing it today. I'm on day 8.
Ooh.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
What happened? Do you save them or do you delete them?
Well, it's on like an actual composition notebook.
Oh, you do it. You do it with a hand.
Wait, people. Wait, what? Your friends have been doing it typing?
I was typing.
Maybe that's why you hated it.
Oh, I didn't know you were supposed to do it by hand.
One page typed. Oh, unless it was MLA format. That's so much.
I was doing like 9 font. I was tiny. I was doing it on legal paper. So it was much. It was so many words. It was a novella every morning.
Yeah, right? No, I'm doing it straight up analog.
How long does it take?
I mean, now I've been writing 4 to 5 pages because I love it.
Yeah.
But I guess, I mean, like, I allot myself like 15 minutes to do.
Oh, that's quick.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
Oh, that's why it didn't work. I was dropping like 1 hour every morning doing it. Yeah.
Were you thinking and editing yourself as you were writing?
No, I was just frantically typing. Sometimes I'd close my eyes and then I'd look and the whole thing would have the red squiggly mark under it. I didn't get a single word correct. It was pure nonsense.
That is hilarious. I wonder if it does change if you're writing it with your hand or with your fingertips.
Wait, hand versus... Oh,
typing.
My
fingertips on a keyboard.
I thought you meant holding a pencil by your fingertips. Just crazy person.
Such bad penmanship. It's really fun, though, because you can uncover so many different topics. And I don't give a shit if I, like, am talking about one thing and then just completely start talking about something else. Because it doesn't need to make sense. It's just, like, brain dump. Just
you're
so
not
you
showing
can...
it to anyone, right?
No, and you're not supposed to. But I do think one of them, I think I might turn some into essays.
Ooh.
And then do, like, a little book of essays.
Ooh,
or something.
Fun.
Yeah. But I used to like write my diary pages as if they were essays.
Mm-hmm.
So I would spend way too long like trying to craft like the perfect premise or like really choose diction carefully. But like with this, it's just like, it's really fun.
Use a pen, pencil.
Use a pen.
A pen.
I'm a pen gal.
Pen gal.
Are you? Are you a pen gal?
Yeah, I'm a pen gal.
Are you digging for a pen?
I am. I always have a pen in my right front pocket. A Pilot G2.
Wow.
Oh, wait. This is... Oh, yeah. This is
a mechanical pencil. It's actually a sword. How does that even fit there?
Chicken leg.
Yes, pen gal, for sure. You should do morning pages if you are listening and want to get, I guess, not creatively unblocked, but just kind of like check in with yourself. I think that is a really good tip.
Turn the spigot on.
Yeah, you know.
Quick pup update. The dog has fallen asleep and is making tiny little snores.
Making tiny little snores. Does one of your cats hate you?
Hate me? No, I think they... Well, they're my prisoners, so and I give them their food, so they have to love me.
I feel like my cats are so spoiled and they don't know it.
Oh.
Do you feel similarly?
I don't know if ours are... I guess they are spoiled, but they... I don't think they hate... I don't know if they have the capacity to hate.
Aw. I know Crumbs loves me, but
yeah.
Lavalier, we don't see eye to eye yet. I think it's the mother-daughter, like, I hate you.
Oh,
she's, like, in her 13-year-old stage, and so I'm just waiting.
Is she still a kitten?
Well, they're only 1 year old, a little over a year.
Oh, okay.
You think she's going to come into it?
I hope so.
Like, I don't.
I think you're going to have a hateful,
I think that's
spiteful
it.
Daughter.
Well, that's all right. I say that Crumbs is my cat and Lavalier is Crumbs' cat anyway. So
no,
that's sad.
Good. Yeah.
Kind of.
They love each other, though.
Oh, yeah. And that's all they really
need. That's the best thing about having two is that every single day I come home and they're snuggling in a different amazing position.
Yeah.
Like, they'll be, like, yin-yang, or they'll, like, be spooning, or head in the belt. Like, they find incredible ways to
They're
snuggle each other.
And yeah. We could take notes on cats. In terms of giving a tip for this guy to not know if he should pursue a degree in filmmaking, or just, I guess, go into the field by himself, mm-hmm. Do you have any advice on that?
Is this still our Hawaiian teen friend?
He's the Hawaiian man.
It's hard to know if film school is helpful. I think it is more helpful for technical skills.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to be a sound designer or a cameraman or things where you, like, need to, like, know about apertures and ISOs and all that stuff, I think it is helpful. And maybe it is for, like, less technical things, too. But I just know so many people who don't do film school.
Yeah.
And I think when you go to college and study something else, it's and then go into a creative field, it's nice to have like another base of knowledge to draw on.
Mm-hmm.
And also college is your only chance to study something like weird and different. So
interesting. So you're saying go to college and study whatever interests you and then go into whatever field you want to do?
I guess so. Maybe separate. That's a stupid thing. I'm just saying that because that's what I did, but it was...
I love that because that's very unconventional.
Yeah, that's bad advice. Don't do that. That's just a waste of money.
My thing with colleges is like, I think that after high school, we shouldn't be like... shepherded into doing that. We should have our own time to figure out what we like and then go back to college. Because like, as much as I love having graphic design knowledge, if I were to go to college now, I would go for psychology. It wouldn't be the arts, right?
Yeah.
So I think nobody knows what they're doing in that time. And so since we're so young, we have to do it. People are like, I'll do business or sure. I'll do like something generic because they know they have to.
You're like choosing your whole life path at 19 years old.
100%.
I remember having that panic when I was a sophomore and you had to declare your major of like, oh, I'm choosing what I'm going to be doing when I'm 45 right now.
Right.
And you're not entirely.
What did you choose?
I studied neuroscience.
Oh, cool.
Which ended up being useless for what I do now. But
really?
It was...
I don't believe all the way. I don't think anything is useless when you're writing and doing comedy.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you for helping me see a new perspective.
Checks out. I do feel like from what I've heard from film school that it's expensive for there's a reason, but I mean, it's just all college is, I think, too expensive. I think doing things on your own, like baptism by fire, you're going to learn right away with your hands on.
Oh my God, yes.
So if you could like search it, I'm not saying do this instead of going to college, although I do have a playlist called YouTube University.
Oh.
And I have... really curated my croclums. I have curated the curriculum. I honestly hate that word, and I didn't realize it until now.
Croclum?
Yeah, that one. Your voice has to go a lower octave to even say it. Zach is drowning right now. But I wouldn't say... forgo college for YouTube, but I feel like you could learn a lot of like the filmmaking terms and like the aperture settings and how to shoot things and watch all of your favorite directors and learn that way and then kind of like try and do it on your own.
I think the best part of film school though is the other kids there.
Yeah.
And I remember that was what ended up being most helpful about college and my friends who've gone to film school is that when you do that, you're almost like paying for peers.
Right.
Because then when you graduate, you now know, you know, 500 other people who are all going into the same industry, who are all going to be at the same level, who are all looking for work, and, you know, you'll all be helping each other out. And now you have this, like, group of people who can all help you.
Yeah.
So if you have another way to create that, if you can start your own, you know, your own channel and you have other ways of, like, finding your people, I think that's good. But if you're isolated, I think... and you don't know those people, I think going to college to film school would be helpful.
That's so true. I'm having a lot of realization right now because I feel like I don't have my people or a tribe because I went to college, but I was super introverted. And so I would always flee from college to go dance from where I was from in Orlando. And then I'd come back to college to do my tests and all the classes. So I didn't really have like a friend group of designers or other like liberal art people. And so moving away, once I moved back to Orlando, I still didn't hang out with anybody from college. Like I was always on my own. And so like no one, I just still am like alone.
What? You're covered in people.
I mean,
get out of here. You're swimming in people.
Oh God. But I don't have like that college, like the friends group from like Friends.
Sure.
I don't have like my go-to like six crew gang.
You want your Phoebe and your Joey and your...
I feel like I would be a Monica.
You're a Monica.
Who are you in a friend scenario?
Gunther. Was that his name? The coffee guy? Was it Gunther?
Would it be Gunther?
Was it this real name or this crazy sound you just said that no one's ever said before?
Is this name that's just pure Mad Lib? Or is it Gunther?
Gunther.
That's very good. Okay, we say go to college for friends. Otherwise...
or if you want to really dive deep into technical stuff.
That's true.
Or if you want to escape Hawaii and see another world.
A whole new world. Did you see the new Aladdin trailer?
Of course.
Thoughts?
I'm an Aladdin. Like, Aladdin was my childhood. Like, I was, you know, I had the Aladdin birthday party. I had the sheets.
The sheets.
The sheets. You know, the sheets.
I also had a sheet and a carpet.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Brag.
Yeah. It's the one thing I got going for me. No friends, but a sheet and a carpet.
You guys would have tea parties
Those
together.
Those were my friends.
Sheet and carpet.
So Aladdin was your jam.
So I like, knew all the songs. I still think I know most of them.
I mean, once you know a Disney song, you'll never forget it.
Yeah, those
that
are earworms. Oh my god.
Yeah, we're being programmed.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard. It was, you know, I think I'll go see that one. But
it sounds like you're not into it.
I love the cartoon.
I know. I mean, that's me for the Grinch. The new Grinch made me wanted. Oh my!
Wait, which new
I'm
Grinch?
Pull my
the Benedict
eyelashes
one?
Out. No, the new Grinch. That's like anytime that. There's a great live action movie. Mm-hmm. Stop trying afterwards.
Oh. Like, you like the Jim Carrey one.
I love the Jim Carrey
one.
And I like the original cartoon.
Sure.
But they made it like this animated cartoon.
Yeah. And the Cumberbatch one.
Yeah, it was not good.
Oh.
No, did you like it?
I didn't see it.
The same happened with Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, one of my favorite movies in the world.
Yeah.
And then the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with Johnny Depp, I was just like, this is disrespectful.
No.
Did your body just shut down? Did you like that one? It's fine if you did.
It was fine.
It sounds like you're really tepid about movie. What's your favorite movie?
Oh my God. Favorite movie.
I know. It's a loaded question.
That's like one of those where, you know, it goes in phases and you...
Today, as of this
today,
what
Jesus.
Movie would you be able to watch to lift your spirit out of
Fuck.
Anything? Either make your day better or make a bad day good. you're getting cold sweats again.
I'm getting cold sweats. Oh God. It's so hard to say ultimates because every time I say a favorite... 2 seconds, I'm like, no, that was wrong. And then someone names a movie and you go, yeah, that's my favorite. And then someone else names another movie. You're like, oh yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm fickle. That's what I'm telling you.
That's fine.
I've got no loyalty.
To anything. Except for cold sweating.
Oh, I just realized before I called it a puppy update, I should have called it a pup
date.
Ugh, I'm sorry.
You just realized that right now.
Look, my brain's working on multiple streams right now, mostly on the pup date pun, but also...
Pup date is great.
Thank you.
I love a good pun, and that's a good app name. I bet there is already
that. Pup date, that is a good...
And a pup cake. That sounds
cupcake.
Really good, too.
It's a cupcake made of dog meat?
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, like a la Sweeney Todd.
Ooh. That's so scary. That means there's some guy slicing up.
Dude, I took my mom to see Sweeney Todd on Christmas Day.
Oh, God.
As a present.
As a present?
Because I was like, you like musicals. Turns out I like musicals. And I was projecting everything I wanted on her, as we do.
Sure.
And she hated it. And I think she's still scarred from it.
From Sweeney Todd?
Yeah, I love Sweeney Todd.
Wow.
But I can't do blood, which is funny.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, it's just such like
I can't
farce
do blood.
That,
sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's not real.
Anytime people sing about something, it makes it less real.
Yeah.
Or maybe more real?
Oh. you have gone into multiple dimensions away from me. I always wanted to do this bit that I've never tried, but just like in a real life scenario where like something happens and it's really bad, just like such unfortunate something that has happened. Mm-hmm. And I just like stare out into the abyss of whatever it is and just break out into song and dance as if it was like a musical. You know, like something really bad happens. They're like, wait, and they just go off.
Yep.
I'm going to start doing
that.
Oh
my God, please.
I also wanted to do this thing for my office where at the end of the day, we would play like a curtain call music and we would all like run around the office one time and then take our bows right before we exit.
That's so funny.
Well, there's only three of us that work there. So I was like, maybe we should.
You guys all
do
that like pant at the end where you're holding that last.
Oh, I always do a pose pant.
Pose pant, yeah.
A pose pant.
I love the breaking out into song. Yeah.
It's a fun
That's
one.
It's really good.
One time I went to a, what are those? In New York, they have like karaoke rooms where you can just like buy a room or rent a room. They have them here too, except for like the bill is like a $700 bottle of vodka to get you in. But like in New York, you just pay for the hour. It doesn't really matter how many people you're with. So I was there with my friend and we ended up doing like a couple songs and then we just started making up our own and performing them to the blank wall in front of us. And it was like, I think one of our musical numbers that was actually very good was titled Young, Dumb, and Emotionally Unavailable. And it was a hit.
That's great.
Yeah.
I could see that. That could be on the charts.
It really could. Anyway, what's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, man, I'm such a bad singer. But I think I usually do an Aladdin song. I do.
No way!
A Friend Like Me or A Whole New World.
Wow.
Will Alibaba have them 40 thieves? Shit, I won't do it.
That's pretty good.
Oh, thank you so much.
I honestly don't remember seeing Aladdin. Mm-hmm. So that sounded like a Little Mermaid song to me.
Yeah, they're all in the same key, I think. I don't know. They're all very similar. That one, the Friend Like Me is great because it was Robin Williams. So they gave him like five notes to sing. So it's an easy one to copy.
To see this. Will Smith, I love.
Yes.
I think he's great.
Sweetheart.
I can't wait to see what he does with the rest of his life.
William, show it to us.
Show it. I'm going to stalk a little bit of Will Smith while Zach gives us an extra piece of advice you can find on the new Instagram handle at Just a Tip Podcast, and we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, we're back.
Hello. Did I miss the timing on that?
No, it was actually perfect.
Megan said she was about to throw up.
I was
going to
yak.
Yeah. Yak.
Zach, thank you for being here and taking a break. Oh, actually, you're not taking a break from petting animals because you're doing that right now.
Oh my God, it's so
good.
But
you're not lifting it. And I can't wait to see that in person because I'm a huge fan of that Instagram.
Oh, thank you so much.
I should
go
back and like all, well, for what reason? Well, to give you more likes. I'll go back and like every single photo.
Oh my God, thank you.
Because that's really nice. You had a tweet the other day that was very heartwarming and it was like.
I did?
Yeah, was that you? And you were like something about liking people's tweets because it makes people feel good and it doesn't take that much effort.
Oh, yes. I was thinking that because I like a lot of tweets and someone was making fun of me for it.
Oh, really?
And I was just like, it costs me nothing to just like hit the heart. Hit that heart. And it like a bad game show from the 70s.
And, everything is a tagline that you say.
And it makes someone else, wherever they are, they just like feel like ever so slightly better. And it costs you nothing. So why not you just dole them out? I mean, as long as you're not liking like Nazi propaganda. But if you're, if you know, why not?
That's really good. When you like my tweets, I'm like, I did a good thing.
Yeah.
So that's good. I feel like I'm a little frugal with my Instagram likes, but why? Like,
why?
If I've had like a couple drinks, I'm liking everybody's stuff. So like, why can't I do that clear-minded? Why can't I be like, oh, this is great? Because sometimes I don't like everything.
Yeah.
But does the like show exactly what you like, or is it just trying to make someone's day better?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I should just be liking everybody's everything.
Well, let's not get crazy.
Well, you started a positive train of thought, and if you want to make a quick pit stop for Negative Town, then I guess
everything sucks. Welcome to Negative Town. I'm the mayor, I guess.
What's the mayor of Negative Town's name?
Mr. Grumpy.
Well, sure. Mr. Grumpy. If I throw up at any moment...
How close are you to actually throwing up?
I might scarf this chocolate croissant.
Oh, please.
That will mask it. Anyway, before we get into our next segment, I wanted to ask what you were currently obsessed with. What's something that you cannot get enough of?
Do you mean in terms of like... content or food or
food, drink, smells, other things, people, shoes,
I see.
Fit of clothing,
ooh,
song notes.
I wish I had a fit of clothing that I was obsessed with.
Yeah, right? Who would?
I'm obsessed with good fitting clothing.
Yeah, man.
No,
Taylors.net/zip me up, baby.
Is that one?
That's my website.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. My God. Yep.
So you are obsessed with...
What am I obsessed with? This is another one of those where I'll think of a better one.
I love putting you on the spot because I can see you decomposing.
I know. I just feel my brain forgetting everything I've ever known. Anytime
so much
someone
for that
asks
neuroscience
me,
degree.
Ah, it's gone.
Mr. Grumpy, back again.
I'm obsessed... with this is so hard.
There's
so little
much stakes, writing on this.
But...
Here's something that may be easier.
Okay.
What do you hate?
I don't hate anything.
Wow.
No, I don't want to get into hate.
What do you think could be better? Olives?
I don't like olives. It's a selfish flavor. Because if there's an olive in anything, it's all you taste.
Agree. Red onions and olives and blue cheese can go away.
I'm going to disagree with you on red onions. Those are my jam.
They're good, but they're so dominating.
Sure,
good
sure.
Good luck anybody else trying to get top billing in the ingredients list.
Yeah.
Red onions are number
That's
one.
That's the big name on the Coachella. Yeah.
Red onions are
red
a lot.
Red onion capers.
Oh,
awful.
Ugh.
Kill me.
Gross.
Kill me with a spoon.
I would rather...
Please.
Imagine, oh my God, imagine you eating an unsuspecting olive, but inside the olive. Also, what's that middle thing in the olive?
A pit? Did you not know about pits?
Wait, so I actually
did you
don't...
think it was a hard candy?
I thought it was just their little heart. Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, which I am. Black olives got a pit. Green olives? Got a weird orange thing in it. Right?
I don't know. I don't eat olives.
Sometimes green olives have red peppers in them.
That's what it is.
Green olives have red. Did someone put them there? Oh, someone put them there.
Oh, someone put them there? Why would you? That's not where they go. Don't put it there. Here's something that's horrible.
It's like biting into an orange and there's like a dollar.
What? I mean, I'm in for that. Why? That's like, did you ever watch The Little Rascals?
And of course.
When, what's his name? Alfalfa. Mm-hmm. And he has a date with Darla and he gives her that styrofoam ball and he puts that ring inside.
Oh.
First of all, choking hazard.
Sure.
Wait, is it a styrofoam or is it a snowball like cupcake? What is that thing that he gives her?
I haven't seen this episode.
An episode? The Rascal, Little Rascals. Oh, I'm not going to exist after this podcast. I think both of our brains are going to combust and it's going to be another 4th of July.
What was your favorite season of The Little Rascals?
There were seasons? Are you... Is this a bit?
It's not. I wish. You ever wish something was a bit, but it was just a hole in your knowledge? I saw The Little Rascals when I was a kid, and I thought it was a TV show until today. Was it a movie?
Yes.
I'm literally sweating from embarrassment. Like, I can feel my pores yawning right now, trying to get out the shame. It sucks.
Oh my God. I am also sweating for another reason. I don't even know. Oh, here's what I wanted to say. Look how gross this would be. Just imagine it. Uh-huh. Instead of, like, as exactly how they have the red peppers in the green olives, mm-hmm. instead of a red pepper, which is, you know, fine,
sure.
put a caper in there.
Oh.
Right? Holy mess.
Oh, my God.
That, I feel bad for even thinking about that.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Okay, now.
Yes.
We have to make it better.
Uh-huh.
That.
Oh, what's better?
No, we have to make a caper in a olive better.
Oh, what could you put it inside of?
Yeah.
Or a fucking garbage can.
Yeah.
And say goodbye to that thing forever.
I like that. I also think a way to make that better is to burn your tongue.
Oh, that's good.
And then you can't taste. Have you ever been super sick to where you can't taste anything, but you have your favorite food? And you're so mad about it because you can't taste it?
I don't know if I lose my sense of taste.
Oh, so you've never been super, super sick.
Well, now I feel defensive like I should be.
Okay, maybe I'm projecting what I've been through on you.
My senses don't just like shut off.
Huh. What,
do you lose your sense of taste when you're ill?
If I'm super sick, because I think you, correct me if I'm wrong with the neuroscience background that you have, don't you taste a little bit from your nose?
So yes,
like if you have a stuffy nose, you can't taste something right away.
I think that's right.
Yes.
You like smell everything that's inside your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll go with that.
Do you just throw up?
That's right.
For people listening at home or in your car or on the tennis court, Megan just leaned to a side and threw up.
I love that someone be on a tennis court.
Yeah, they're just hitting the ball back at the machine, listen to some podcasts.
I've never done that, but that looks super fun.
I did it once and it was a blast.
Really?
It
was a blast for the tennis balls, I'm sure. Bad jokes. /. Yeah, this computer doesn't work. Okay, we're going to do our last section. But for this section, we don't have a jingle because of copyright reasons. So you can make a jingle or a sound or whatever. But
okay.
You're going to be the audio cue.
Okay.
Okay, ready? It's now.
What's the name of it?
Tip Jar.
Tip Jar? Wherever you want to go, wherever you are, it's time now for Tip Jar.
This is the part of the show where we take to Twitter for a segment called Tip Jar.
Tip Jar.
Nice. I'm going to read a short suggestion that was tweeted at me, and we have to weigh in with one quick tip.
Okay.
On each thing. The hard part about this is it always turns into a tangent, but we're trying to give one quick tip.
I see.
Okay, ready?
Okay. Wait. Okay, I'm ready.
I feel like this episode is putting so much stress on you. And that's fine, because that's what I want.
I'm losing 5 years of life from this.
Good and worth it.
Yeah.
Because your legacy will live on for those 5 years.
Yes.
For this immortal wave file. Do you have a quick tip?
Yes.
On coffee?
Yummy.
Really good.
What? Drink it? I drink a couple cups in the morning. I think I'm addicted now. And if I don't drink it, I get headaches and can't function. So I'm going to keep doing that every day until I die. And it seems like it's... You know, it doesn't hurt you too much until, you know, we'll find out in 20 years it gives you something horrible. But, you know,
for now. How do you take your coffee?
Just in cup and in my mouth.
Like black?
Yeah.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. I'm like
no fuss, man.
I'm like a grandpa. Yeah, just black coffee and tears.
So you are mixing it with something.
Yeah.
My tip for coffee is... Drink one cup of water per every cup of coffee.
Oh, that's a real tip.
Well, you could go real or fake.
Oh.
I'll do the next one.
Okay.
The next one is comedy shows.
Ooh.
So my tip for a comedy show.
Wait, to performing or attending?
Either or.
Ooh.
You can take these in any direction that you want.
Fun.
My, just for everyone that couldn't see, he just did an entire song and dance for that.
There were canes and top hats.
My tip for comedy shows is go to ones that have been referred to you. Or generally the ones that are in theaters that you have to pay like $30 for are going to be a little better.
No, that's such a sad tip.
It really is. Well, okay, improv shows are easier to jump in and like them. Sketch comedy shows sometimes are real hard.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
So I want to, like, you know, regardless of where you are.
You're saying pay for quality.
No!
Don't support up-and-coming artists.
I am not saying
See
that.
See Seinfeld.
I'm saying, if you're scared, if you want to take your date on to a comedy show.
God. If it's a date, that's a whole nother situation.
Yes.
A date,
okay.
You do not... don't go to UCB on a date. Sorry, UCB. But you don't... Sometimes you'll just be a naked person that they didn't warn you about.
Right.
Sometimes it will just be a half an hour of nightmares. It's just... go to... If you're taking a date to a comedy show, go for the tried and true.
Yes. Okay. With that being said, I think that definitely puts my thing. I'm not saying don't support your smaller artists.
Sure.
Because some of the best comedy, I mean, all the best comedy starts at those like $5 shows.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of my friends who are the most talented people I know do those shows.
But Megan doesn't want audience members to go see them publicly. She's stating
let me tell you which shows to go to is all I'm saying. I want to be needed.
Yep.
And I want to be called upon.
Look, if it's not at the Forum, don't even bother. That's comedy advice.
Okay, fine. What's your comedy show tip?
My comedy show, I'll do it from the performer side.
Great.
How about that?
Even better.
Do every show. Don't say no to any show. Unless it's like bad or against your morals or offensive for some reason. But if you want to perform, there's no need to be precious. Get any stage time you can.
I love that. That's very good advice. All right. He's coming with the real advice now.
Well, you got the real advice on the coffee one.
Okay.
So.
Well, here we go with pizza.
Ooh.
I want a super cut of all of your reactions to all of these suggestions.
You make a soundboard out of it, like one of those E-bombs world.
Totally.
Like.
Pizza. Good pizza tip?
For making it, eating it.
Anything you want.
God damn it.
I know. It's also open-ended. Why did I do this?
I think pizza. My old friend. I think if you're going to get pizza, make sure it's good. I wouldn't waste calories and time on a bad pizza.
What's
the worst pizza?
Mm-hmm.
Like an airport Sbarro.
Oh, my God. I used to work at Sbarro.
Did you really?
Yes.
I mean, that's
accident.
The best. Oh, okay. All right.
Well, a friend of mine
did you think
worked...
it was a riffing course?
Yeah. I was like, what is this? Oh, a pizza. I turned Italian as soon as I walked in. I got food poisoning at Sbarro.
And they made you work there to get rid of it?
That's right. That was my penance. Not just throwing up. It was now I have a full-time job. No, I had a friend that worked there and he was like, do you want a job? It was around the holidays. And I was like, sure. And he was like, can you come to Sbarro right now and work? So I worked before I even did paperwork.
What?
Which is probably bad to say. I mean, I think they went bankrupt. But I was working in the breaker, and I think I told the story on the podcast, so I'll blow through it. But I really wanted some Parmesan cheese for my cheese pizza. And instead of going to the front where we had a myriad of good, healthy Parmesan cheese dispensers.
Sure.
I found one in the back that was like crusted over. Like if I would have broken the outside like a piggy bank, it still would have kept the shape of it because it was so congealed. And so I was like slathering it on, like banging it to loosen it up and break some debris off. And I had the worst food poisoning of my life.
And this is while you were working there.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And I went home, and I was like, I was throwing up so much. And then my mom was taking care of me, and then my sister comes in. She was like, we're all freaking out because I'm dying.
Yeah.
And then my sister pitches the idea that, what if I'm pregnant?
What?
And then I was like, I'm not even even doing that right now? And it was...
I had bad cheese.
Yeah. The real aphrodisiac.
This is a good time to shout out our sponsor, Sbarro. Thank you so much for sponsoring the show. Fresh.
What's Sbarro's tagline?
Sbarro, don't eat the cheese in the bag. It's going to get you pregnant.
So good. Okay, pizza tip?
Pizza tip.
Don't get it bad. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, save your calories for good pizza.
Yeah. Okay, so my pizza tip is... Okay, my pizza tip is try to deliver or try to order from which is not popular. Like, don't get a Little Caesars or a Papa John's. Find a little one in your area. Like,
yes.
In the Los Angeles area, I love... something called Lucifer's.
Lucifer's spicy pizza? Sauce.
Yeah, they got
so good.
Yeah, they're. I think their tagline is like, "It's damned good."
Yes.
And they got like a little devil going on because it's hot. It's a little spicy. It's good. Don't get conventional pizza. I think that's a good tip.
I agree.
Do you have a tip on tourism? Being a tourist or having tourist people around you?
Ooh,
or showing
tourism.
People tour sites.
Interesting. I think tourists get made fun of a lot for seeing the main things in a city, but
yes.
That's just like, you should go see those things once.
So your tip is not? To not care what people think about you.
Yeah, but if you're traveling, also try to make friends or meet someone there who can show you the real deal.
I love it.
Because every good experience I've had traveling is mostly because some friend there, like, you know, shows you where the good spots are that not all the tourists are going to.
Yeah. There's a site called ooh, I wish I knew.com.
That would actually be a great name for a site. Ooh, I wish I knew.com.
I have an email from it. It's like recommendations. Oh, if I find it.
Is it going to be Facebook again?
Yeah, everything is towards Facebook in the end. I don't know the site name and I apologize so much, but I'll put it on the Instagram when I do find it out. But basically you can sign up to be, I guess, referred to spots that are more, you know, in the know and less tourist like and you can also contribute to like people coming to Los Angeles and they're like, hey Megan, this person's coming here and they want to know like what a cool place is to do X, Y, and Z. And so it's real people that live there telling you about the place you're going to. Like when I first came to LA, I didn't know any of like the east side. I didn't know what Silver Lake was. I didn't know what Los Feliz. That's my favorite part of town.
Yeah.
And so when I first came here, I was in North Hollywood and I went to like Beverly Hills. Like neither of those two places I want to be.
Sure.
Well,
guys, just for listeners at home, here's my address real quick.
Wow. That sounds delightful. So both of our tips for tourism is to not to do the tourist things for sure.
Yeah.
But also dig a little bit more because you'll find the real gems to where actual people live there. Like
beautiful.
I love it.
Mm.
You got a tip on street food?
Ooh, street food. Street food.
Ooh, like you ever have one of those really good hot dogs with the grilled onions? What are they? You know what I'm talking about?
Like, oh, the people
of
like
clubs?
Yes.
What are they cooking that on?
Old grease.
<It's> like, no, but like they have like a little cart.
Yes,
that looks
like
an aluminum box.
There's like a Bunsen burner in there or something.
That's it?
I don't know what it is, but they have some fire.
They have fire.
They have fire in mobile fire.
Why does it taste so good though?
I think because you're drunk.
Maybe.
I think it's just like oily
but
vegetables when
it.
You're drunk.
They should have it all the time.
It's so pretty good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's the greatest. And Mexican street corn, have you ever had that?
Oh my God, with the the crema and the
paprika and the cotija cheese?
Yes, so good.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, also, it's fun to eat something on the sidewalk.
Always.
With your hands, you're standing, it's great.
I think wherever you go, you need to get the street food, no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's also my tourism tip. Okay, we have three more.
Oh, God. And then what? And then these good times end.
I know. And that's really it. And then I won't see you for years. Well, we have another question, so you'll have to come back another time because
we
didn't get to it. Do you have a tip on editing?
Editing?
Anything.
Film or writing?
Let's go writing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Editing, writing. That's interesting.
I'll let you take it away because I'll give a tip on editing footage so we can come from both angles.
God, what is A good editing tip. I think it's be brutal.
It's in like cutting things out.
And that like you may have had like fun thinking about it when you first wrote it, but like there's being precious is what makes things bad.
Yeah.
And I guess that works with film too. It's like you have this like perfect shot that you thought of 9 months ago.
Yeah.
And then it's ruining the thing as a whole, but you keep it in because you wanted that one perfect shot.
Right.
So I think being brutal because you're helping your future self in spite of your past self.
I love it. My editing tip is for dialogue. And I think that you should close your eyes sometimes so that you can hear how it's coming out. And like you can hear the cadence and the natural pauses that someone would take while talking and in between two people talking. Because if you try and just like blast through it and make it so quick and punchy that you can risk losing the audience's attention. And then also it's less natural.
Sure.
So if you want to make something punchy, you can speed up other parts of it, but not the whole thing. It's almost like you're rushing through it because you don't believe in it.
Cut to a reaction shot.
Yeah.
You'll get a laugh.
Yeah.
You'll get a laugh out of a funny face.
Mm-hmm.
Cut to Keenan.
Even if he's not in the shot.
Just cut to him.
Just cut to him. Okay, two more really interesting ones. Here we go. We'll land on that one. So here's the martini suggestion. Humidity.
Humidity?
Do you have a tip on humidity?
Well, you don't really get to choose it.
No, but how do you deal with it?
Sometimes I'll be with people and they'll be like, oh my God, it's so humid. I like don't register humidity.
Oh, because you just feel hot.
I'm always a little warm.
Okay.
But I just don't notice humidity really. I don't know. Some people notice that and I don't.
Do you have a tip on general weather?
General weather.
What about global warming?
That's very bad. Yeah, we've got that's really all we should be talking about.
Truly.
We've got like 8 years to ops before we're living in like Mad Max world.
Yeah. Do you have a tip on global warming? Dealing with it?
Do anything and everything you can right now because we're so beyond fucked.
Yeah.
It scares me so much.
Me too.
God.
That I just, I feel like I'm shrinking.
Sure.
Because I feel like I can't do enough to fix it.
It's so hard because individuals can't really do
that's the
much.
Thing.
Like, it has to be systemic.
Right.
It's going to get real sad real fast.
I know. I mean, I feel like we're all doing, the collective corporations are starting to get on board with, you know, like, paper straws and, you know, just trying their best to do what they can. But, like, a lot of times they're not.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, if we all get on board to doing one better thing in our lives, but that's the thing, like, we're not talking to everybody in the world to be like, are you doing a better job? Like, so how are we going to actually make change?
They actually, by putting the onus on people and like making individuals make like good eco decisions, it's evil because we're not making a million of a product. We're buying one or two.
Right.
So by putting the onus on people, companies have been able to, I should not get into that.
What's one tip that anyone can do to help the environment? I know I'm cutting everything you want to say.
Don't buy a new car unless you absolutely have to. I don't know. Don't have too many kids. don't eat. I mean, I eat meat, but like if we all stopped eating meat, that'd be a real boon. But
I know
who am I to tell people that?
That's the thing. If we all, how can we get a conference call with every person in the world?
Hi, all people. 1 second. We're getting the rest of people.
Can you imagine how messed, even a conference call with 10 people
Nightmare.
Is horrific. I actually have a conference call question because do people get a lag because there's so many lines or do people not want to talk right away because just in case they talk over someone else?
Because
one person
no
will be like,
know.
How do you guys feel about that? Yeah, I think it's good. Why is it like that?
I think it's everyone's trying to be polite and it's coming and it's just making it inefficient, maybe.
I'm done with being a polite on a conference call. I talk right away.
Do you?
Because I hate
that power
silence.
Move.
Is it?
That's strong. I like that.
Thank you so much.
Yo, shout out to
conference call.
Yeah.
All right, our last tip, Zach. It's come to this.
I'm going to draw this one out because I'm having fun.
Okay, great. Good luck drawing this one out.
Oh, no. It's just going to be a yes or no question.
The tip. Well, the tip comes from you.
From me?
From us.
Oh.
The suggestion is breakfast.
Ooh.
Do you have a good tip on breakfast?
For many years, I never ate breakfast. I was an anti-breakfast guy. I don't know what it was. I just would wake up, I wouldn't be hungry, and I'd go about my day. And then
That's a dream for me.
Oh, really?
I want to eat in the middle of the night. Oh. I'm constantly hungry.
I'm not hungry until noon normally, but then I started getting up really early, and now breakfast is my salvation. I love it.
You have to.
It's great.
What are you working with right now?
Right now, I make these like protein smoothies in the morning. It's like raspberries and these various powders and banana, almonds, chia seeds. One of them is anthrax. There's a lot of asbestos
in
there.
We gotta bring it back.
Talc.
We
missed that. Some talc in there. Just a hint of talc for flavor. Grinding up some almonds in a smoothie is nice, but don't blend them too much so you still get some crunch.
Oh, you want crunch? Oh, are you a pulp man?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
How could you tell?
I think it was the talc. Wait, that's so interesting.
Do you not like pulp?
No, thank you.
What?
I want everything to be one consistency.
Oh.
All the time.
You don't like some like fun mystery? Every sip might be
not
chunky.
Not really.
Are you smooth peanut butter?
Oh, no, that's interesting. I like crunchy peanut butter.
That's the pulp of peanut.
You're so right. I've been lying to myself this whole time. Maybe I like pulp. I don't. But you could.
Yeah. I'm a lots of pulp guy.
Straight pulp. Would you just eat a cereal bowl of pulp?
I think I wouldn't because of the look of it. I think just visually it would be so unappealing. But I think what you might be thinking of is that's just an orange, right?
Yeah,
you're thinking of an orange, but without the skin.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I hate it.
Did you forget about oranges?
I honestly have never seen one to this day.
They're pretty.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're bright. They're
round. I guess
round.
I could imagine the inside of one if it looks like a bowl of pulp. Okay. So you're working with protein smoothies.
Yeah.
This is not breakfast, but it's breakfast adjacent because it has to deal with bacon.
Mm.
If you are eating keto or if you just want like a really salty snack, you take bacon, a bacon strip, and cut it into four pieces and then fry those. Make sure those are crisp. And then while those are crisping up, take a half of an avocado and smash it with a fork and put that in a small bowl. And then you take the bacon chips and scoop up the avocado slush and yummo.
Interesting.
It is good.
Bacon dipping in avocado.
Yeah, man.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had known that when I was doing keto.
How long were you doing keto for?
I don't want to say.
2 minutes.
That was correct. I wish you guys could have seen her face as she said that. As her whole body said the word 2 minutes.
My head spun around like an owl. Wait, how long did you say?
I think I did it for, I was like maybe 2-3 months.
Oh, that's a long time.
It felt too short.
Mm.
It always, but I got like, I started, you get like, have you done it?
Mm-hmm.
I started getting like lightheaded.
Oh yeah, that's the keto flu.
I know.
That means you're doing a really good job.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, you must have been like really going for it.
I know, but I wish I had these bacon avocado thing. That sounds great.
Still eat them, not being keto.
It was also like, it like ruined friendships. Like I would go to friends' houses and they'd be making pasta and I'd just be like eating pats of butter. Like, they're like, just, you're ruining our relationship to lose a pound.
Your
like,
Listerine
please.
Is just, I can't believe it's not butter, margarine spread. Oh my
Melt
God.
Melt it down.
That's actually a good idea for people on keto. I did keto for quite some time. That stuff works for sure.
Oh my, I mean, it's so effective if you can keep it up, but boy, is it hell.
It really is. That's my own thing. Like, if you're on a diet, that's fine. But when you go see somebody else, you're not on a diet anymore. I think that should be the rule of dieting.
That's interesting. It's tough, especially on like business meetings where you don't want to talk about it. Where if you like show up, you're meeting like someone for the first time who you might be working with, and then you have to go like, well, I'm not, I can only have 40 grams of salt.
Oh,
like,
no.
It ruins it.
Oh, well, sure.
Unless they're doing it too, and then you have a great convo.
That would be great.
Like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
My God.
I don't do it anymore, though. Eating paleo is the easiest thing, though. Just like paleo. Cut out grains.
But paleo, you can have juice and potatoes, right?
Are those your two staples? Why was juice the first thing?
You take pulp and potatoes out of my life, I'm a dead man.
I can believe that, though. Juice. I don't remember the last time I've had juice. Like, in a cocktail, I guess.
You don't just wake up in the morning with a tall glass of guava juice.
No. No one does that. Maybe this guy in Hawaii.
Juice.
Juice. One time I made a cup of just straight juice.
I was thinking that I haven't had just a glass of soda in probably like, I can't even remember, like just a tall cup of Sprite.
Yeah. Ooh, Sprite's a good one.
In a glass at a restaurant.
Sometimes I'll get a feeling for like Pepsi. I don't know the difference. Pepsi is sweeter than Coke. Yes?
I don't know. I'm not mixing them up.
What if you could mix them up? Then everybody would be fine.
Oh.
Would they be fine?
God.
That would be the ultimate collab.
Pepsi, oh, Pepsi Coke? And Coke? Oh, it could happen.
Pepsi Cola? Oh, it's already called that. Pepsi, Coca-Cola.
It's, Cola, Pepsi.
Well, it's Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola.
And
then Pepsi Cola.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's sad. Because, you know, like
it's
doing
like
a portmanteau of both
along.
Of those.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder if it'd be good. It'd probably taste the same.
Probably. I think it's a similar beverage.
Yeah. Did you know LaCroix has a Coca-Cola flavor?
What?
It's awesome.
Really?
It's awesome, dude.
Is it sweet?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It scratches every inch.
Ew.
My arms want to fall off for saying scratch an inch.
Scratch my inch, baby. He's a scrub that from the record.
Itch that you've got. Mm-hmm. I really like that's my tip on Coca-Cola products.
God.
What's my breakfast tip? Yes. I agree with that. Yeah, I don't want this to end either. But we don't have any more suggestions. Is there anything else that you want to bring up or just talk out?
quick pup date.
We need it.
Just to ramp things up. The pup's been asleep the whole time since it stopped licking me probably a half hour ago.
Wow.
I've been like grabbing fistfuls of its back skin and just kind of gently massaging it.
Yeah.
Him, right?
Yeah, like,
and
we'll work on the pronouns. It's, you know, whatever.
We don't know. And he seems to be enjoying it. The texture is like, there's like these like ridges that it's not spinal ridges. It's like skin ridges along the back that are running horizontal. And they're very satisfying for like putting your fingers in. It's like when there's some kind of grippy thing that like has like the finger
nubs.
Yes,
the indentations.
Yes.
Oh, it's like a shopping cart.
Yes, yes,
it,
where it has the nubs.
Inside of your little, if you were to have webbed fingers, that's where. Not that I do at all.
It sounds like you might.
But if you were to have webbed fingers, that's where the little indentations.
They would connect. So this dog has that in its back skin.
Yes.
It's got two sweet little dots under its eyes, and the texture is kind of Brillo-y.
It is a bit Brillo-y.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's thick, it's lustrous, it's Brillo-y. It's not extremely soft. I think it also has a lot of my hand sweat in it because I've been petting it nonstop for over an hour.
Is this you crafting your caption for Zach Lifts Animals?
I guess I was just trying to paint the picture for the audience, but I think that will probably be it now.
I can't wait to see this photo. Go check it out. What's the exact handle? I think I killed it.
Zach Lifts Animals.
Zach Lifts Animals. Okay, where else can people find you aside from you lifting animals?
You can find me on Twitter at Zach Bornstein. I've got a Comedy Central talk show that I'm hosting that's coming out on all their digital channels starting in April. There'll be one a week.
Very cool.
You can if you go my website, you'll find show dates and stuff like that.
Wow. You do it all. That's so cool.
You're so cool.
Thank you. I was drinking water. I wasn't just basking in that compliment. I was like, I want the silence here so everybody in their car can be like, yeah!
It's like when in like very serious podcasts, well, they'll drop some big fact and then not say anything for like 30 seconds. So you
30
can just...
seconds?
Sometimes it happens on like those true crime podcasts where they'll be like, fact. Music. 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 And... he went to the shopping market. Shopping market.
Finish this out.
Oh, God. I don't have enough. I don't have enough details.
Put your hands on the webs of the carts. Those are probably so dirty. Anyway,
oh, my God. Yeah.
Speaking of dirty, if you have a sticky situation or burning concern, email us at justatipshow@gmail.com and be sure to sign off Sleepless in Seattle style so we don't out your true persona.
Scratch also, every inch.
Inch of it. That's scratch every inch. Why? Why did that come out? If you email us, leave us your age because that only helps us you in the end. And while you're doing things on the internet, rate us 5 stars because I say scratch every inch and I need something to make me feel better. And what would that be? You guessed it. 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Bye, Zach.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Falling.
Oh, no.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.